This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 31st World Senior Citizens Day being observed across the world, including Nepal. President Bhandari and Prime Minister Deuba extend their best wishes. 13th edition of SAF Championship beginning from today in Maldives. Nepal playing against host Maldives at 9:45 Nepal time. And Australia to reopen international border from November, allowing travel initially for vaccinated citizens and their relatives. Now, the news in detail. 31st World Senior Citizens Day is being celebrated across the world, including Nepal, with the theme Digital Equity for All Ages. The day is being marked by organizing awareness programs regarding the issues faced by the senior citizens in their day-to-day life. The day was first celebrated on 1st October 1991. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has given her best wishes to all the senior citizens at home and abroad. The president wished that the day would inspire one and all to work together to resolve the problems faced by the senior citizens in their day-to-day life. Similarly, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has extended best wishes to all senior citizens on the occasion of World Senior Citizens Day 2021. In the message of best wishes, Prime Minister Deuba said older people have experience and maturity. The government is positive to create a favorable atmosphere for such experienced persons to transfer their knowledge and skills to the new generation so that it would contribute to socio-economic transformation and development. The 8th National Conference of Psychiatrists is going to be held in Biratnagar from 28 to 30th October. In the conference, psychiatrists and mental health experts are expected to discuss the mental health issues, their diagnosis, and make the treatment services further effective. Coordinator of Psychiatric Association National Conference Preparatory Committee, Professor Dr. Navraj Koirala, said that as high as 300 psychiatrists from 18 different countries would take part in the conference. The specific objective of the conference is to ensure prompt health service to the mental health patients through the modern and scientific knowledge and skills. A total of 32 working papers would be presented in the conference, while media persons, legal experts and others would be consulted on the mental health policy. The recommendation of the conference would be submitted to the government. The first tattooed general convention of the CPN-UML has started at the Sunrise Conference Center in Godavari, Lalitpur. About 6,000 delegates from across the country have gathered at the convention. CPN-UML has proposed to make extensive changes in the office bearers with this convention. The National Society for Earthquake Technology, NSET, has unveiled its 10-year strategic action plan with the aim of helping the disaster risk reduction. According to the forthcoming action plan, the NSET, which has been contributing to the enhancement of seismic safety for the past 28 years, is now working on other disaster mitigation and management plans. On the occasion, Executive Director of NSET, Surya Narayan Shrestha, said that an action plan has been developed to make Nepali citizens safe from earthquakes by 2020 Bikram Sambat. A Nepali woman mountaineer with 19 other team members have scaled world's 8th tallest peak, Mount Dhaulagiri, at 5 a.m. this morning. This is the first successful ascent to the Mount Dhaulagiri from a Nepali woman. Purnima Shrestha climbed the 8,167-meter peak located at Dhaulagiri Rural Municipality 4 in Magdi District. Purnima, who is also a photojournalist by profession, had climbed Mount Annapurna first on April 16th. Likewise, she has already climbed world tallest peak Mount Everest, Manaslu and Amadablam. The 13th SAF Championship, the biggest football tournament of South Asian nations, is kicking off in the Maldives from today. Sri Lanka and Bangladesh are meeting in the opening match to be held at the Malé-based National Football Stadium, while Nepal is to play against the host at 9:45 Nepal Standard Time today itself. Five nations from the South Asia are competing for the title. Bhutan has already announced to stay away from the tournament due to COVID-19 risk, while Pakistan is lately not participating in any international sports tournament due to internal issues. The final match will be held on October 16th. Nepali national team's head coach Abdullah Al-Mutahiri said Nepal is committed to winning the title. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the province too, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudhir Pashim province, and at few places of the rest of the provinces. You are listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. Australia will reopen its international border from November, allowing travel initially for vaccinated citizens and their relatives. Since March 2020, only some Australians and others have entered the country due to the strict rules. Outbound travel is also banned without an exemption. The policy has been praised for helping to suppress COVID, but it has also controversially separated families. States with vaccination rates above 80% will be given the new travel freedoms. Entry is permitted for citizens and others with exemptions, but there are tight caps on arrival numbers. This has left tens of thousands stranded overseas. Trade talks between Australia and the European Union have been postponed as a row with France over the so-called AUKUS security partnership deepens. Last month, Canberra cancelled a $37 billion deal with France to build a fleet of conventional submarines. Instead, it will build at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines with US and UK technology. The decision angered Paris, which called the deal a stab in the back by the US and Australia. In fact, soon after the AUKUS agreement was announced, France recalled its ambassadors from both Canberra and Washington. In solidarity with France, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has questioned whether EU would be able to strike a trade deal with Australia. After years of controversy, Japan's princess Mako will marry a former classmate, a commoner, this month, thus giving up her royal status. The Imperial Household Agency said the date had been set for the 26th October for marriage. The couple were initially set to wed in 2018, but this was put off, reportedly, after accounts that Mr. Kumaro's family had run into financial difficulties. The couple is expected to move to the US, where Kumaro works as a lawyer, after marriage. Under Japanese law, female imperial family members forfeit their status upon marriage to a commoner, whereas male members do not. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. The 31st World Senior Citizens Day being observed across the world, including Nepal. President Bhandari and Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba extend their best wishes. 13th edition of SAF Championship beginning from today in Maldives. Nepal playing against host Maldives at 9:45 Nepal time. And Australia to reopen international border from November, allowing travel initially for vaccinated citizens and their relatives. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.